guys, the holidays are quickly approaching. Don't wait until the last minute to get a gift. Head over to giftingmap.com today. Giftingmap.com. You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, you're viewing on Sunday for the NFL. The Denver Broncos, the Minnesota Vikings, Baltimore Ravens, and Houston Texans all have a bye. What are you people in Houston going to do Sunday with no Texans football? Do you watch other teams and you go, no, Texans are nothing? Because, man, in Denver, when the Broncos were on a bye, man, oh, man, people were like, oh, good, now I get to explore the city. No, now I get to go do other things.
People get stuff done.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
They finally tackle that honeydew list.
Yes, exactly.
Well, hunting's big here. Hunting season just opened last weekend. I imagine this was the date circle on everyone's calendar to say, hey, let's go hunting.
Maybe actually have a wedding. It was fall
weddings. No, don't get crazy now.
Don't get crazy now. Fall weddings. By the way, don't book fall weddings. Don't. A friend of mine was telling me, he's like, I got to go to Alabama this weekend. I go, what for? He goes, a wedding. I go, how far away is it? He goes, 4 hours. I go, ugh, that's like outside my window of going to a wedding. It's like 3.5 is I may go to your wedding. 4 hours, I might not go to your wedding. I don't think so. All right, so let's go through the games. Detroit and Chicago. This is not a bad game. This is a pretty good game. It's going to be at Soldier Field. Lions and Bears. I like watching the Bears. Detroit, all right. They're not bad. This is 3.5 to me. I like the Bears. I like watching them, and we'll see what they can do.
No, there's definitely some interest in this. Just because, I mean, it's, you know, that iconic days of yore.
The Gridirons at Soldier Field with the Lions and the Bears, two beasts of the NFC.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the reason why to watch it. You know, it's like nostalgic. And if you're, you know, if you're a Bears fan, if you're a Lions fan, these are one of the matchups you can't wait for.
And if you don't get the Lions on your TV, this is kind of like an appetizer for Thanksgiving when you get like the Lions thrown in your face for that early game.
Yep.
Like I've never seen the Lions. I haven't seen the Lions all year. Might as well see if you could get them to in this game against the Bears if it shows up on your television somewhere.
How many cutaways to Barry Sanders, Walter Payton will there be?
Oh, three or four. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good one. Yeah,
should be an over-under on that one.
Should be. Saints and Bengals. Saints are always fun to watch. The Bengals are struggling a bit, but their defense is atrocious. They're giving up like 29 points per game, which is great for the Saints, who put up like 35 a contest. This is a four in... Maybe 3.5, 4. Because, listen, the Saints are the hottest team in the NFC right now. They've won 7 in a row. They're good to watch. They're fun to watch. But here's why this is a 4. I don't know how they're going to use Dez Bryant, and I'm really curious as how they're going to use Dez Bryant, so I would watch it just on that alone.
That, and you, I kind of figured that there's going to be video game numbers posted.
I think so, too.
And if you're a Steelers fan, this is a game you want to watch because it's like, all right, you know, my team just throttled the Panthers.
Cincinnati further buried in the division.
Yeah, let's see now where it's compared to. You know, same division. You know, that's the other hot team in that division, the first place team in that division. I would be curious if I'm a Steelers fan. It's like, all right, this is a game that is almost must see for me.
Yeah, I think I might. I'm probably not going to get this on my television, but yeah, nevertheless, Saints and Bengals, I think it is a 4. Atlanta at Cleveland. No, this is terrible. This is awful. Too bad. Sorry. I bought in. I was in for 8 weeks. I'm not in anymore. I don't like Greg Williams as the head coach. I'll wait till next year to see the resurgence of the Browns, but the Atlanta Falcons with Bruce Irvin, they just got him pass rusher. They've been they've been on a hot streak. They've won 3 in a row. This is a 2. I'm sorry. The Browns just don't cut it anymore for me.
Yeah, I hate to admit it.
Sorry.
I don't want to admit it. I'm not going to admit it, but I'm going to say that, you know, there is a part of me that does agree with you that, you know, listen, I fully expect the Falcons to just roll stomp all over the Browns.
I do, too. I think they're going to throw all over them, and I don't know. The magic seems to be missing from the Cleveland Browns.
Well, they just need a
coach. We're keep it close.
They need a coach.
Yeah, we'll see next year.
Where's Bruce Arians? He said he would coach the Browns. Yeah, bring him out.
Yeah, he's kicking around. He should be able to come back and work for.
Yeah, either that or promote Wiley.
Promote Wiley. That should be a hashtag. Promote Wiley. Make
there we
him
go.
The job.
Let's, Patriots. Let's start creating bumper stickers now.
Let's do it. You know,
promote
campaign
Wiley.
Stickers, yeah, t-shirts and everything.
Because you could do like a cool character, you know, where it's just like a silhouette of the gut.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, draw those lines on the outside so you can make it look like it's going up and down.
Yes,
that's
of
all,
course.
That's all we want.
That's all you need. Get them on the head coaching ranks. Patriots of Tennessee. You know what?
This will be the game you get on your TV, isn't
this
it?
This is the game I'm getting. This is the game. Titans fans, keep drinking that Kool-Aid, man. Keep drinking that Kool-Aid. The Titans have lost 7 straight to the Patriots. And the Patriots have not lost to the Titans since 2002. So, you know, that was
bold prediction time. Will it be 8 in a row?
It'll be 8 in a row. The Tennessee Titans, listen, Monday night's game was nice. 3 touchdowns by Marcus Mariota, 2 through the air, 1 on the ground. Titans have the best scoring defense in the NFL, but the Patriots don't care about that. They will torch you and torch you some more.
And the other problem with this game, the Patriots just aren't interesting to watch.
No, I mean, they're not.
And maybe it's because we're oversaturated with Patriots. Because
maybe so.
You know, we see them all the time in the playoffs. We've seen them in the Super Bowl. We know they're going to get there. So the regular season's almost like, don't really need you.
Yeah, 2.5 for me on this one. Maybe just a 2.
It's. But you know this game has the making though of a fantastic finish, an unbelievable outcome.
I hope so.
But it's not going to happen.
The Patriots throttled down a little bit. Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Boy, this should have been a good game. I don't know what's wrong with Jacksonville. It's not just Blake Bortles. They've lost 4 in a row. They're coming off a bye week. Andrew Luck at least has nothing around him. That's why he's terrible. But Jacksonville shouldn't be bad. I thought they really turned the corner. I'm sorry, this is not really worth your time. Both of these teams have got something to play for a bit. Conference pride, I guess. But Jacksonville has just been massively disappointed. It's a must-win game, so I'm going to bump it up a little bit to a 2.5 because Jacksonville is going to need to win this if they want to keep pace with anybody in a wild card and the Texans in the division. They've got to win this game, but you could say the same for the Colts, but it means more to Jacksonville, but this is not a good game at all.
Nah, not at all. But this is a game, if you have any of these guys on your fantasy team and fantasy roster, this is a game that you want to start them. Because I think it has all the potential to be video game numbers.
Arizona, Kansas City. Man, if you thought the Steelers had an easy time with the Panthers, wait till the Chiefs get a hold of that Arizona defense. Woo! This should be Patrick Mahomes throwing another 5 touchdowns. To 5 different, you know, 5 touchdowns to 5 different receivers, including a cheerleader. I mean, this should be that easy. You know what, though, Ron? I wouldn't be surprised if it's not. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not that easy. If it's just one of those, all right, you know, they won 21-17 or 21-14. Because the NFL will do that to you every now and then. But Arizona's a bad football team.
I don't think you're right.
I've seen it worse.
I just don't see this game going any other way.
What you think is normal isn't always normal.
This game's in Arrowhead. That's all I got to say. It's in Arrowhead, and it's going to be loud. It's going to be obnoxious. It's going to be noisy. The only way this game appears close is because the Chiefs have taken their foot off the gas.
Yeah, exactly. But even then, the only reason you take your foot off the gas is if it's a blowout.
What I'm saying.
So yeah, so if it's a blowout, you take your
and
foot
then
off
you
the
have
gas.
And then
but
you
when
have,
Arizona climbs back in within 3 scores, you put your foot back on the gas.
Right, but I mean, but by the time they take their foot off the gas, what I fully believe is that this game, the score line of this game, is not going to accurately show what the game was.
Yeah, it's probably you're probably right. Buffalo and the Jets.
Woo!
What a mess this
That's
is
a
for the NFL.
5, man.
This
Come
is,
on,
this is a mess. Okay, here's the scenario for this game. Okay. Rookie quarterback matchup? No. 1 rookie quarterback matchup? No. Both quarterbacks out? Yes. Another Nathan Peterman start? Yes. A McCown playing quarterback for the Jets? Yes. 2 teams that are awful? Yes. What more can I say? This is the NFL's game where please black it out everywhere, except maybe Buffalo and New York. Please.
Nah, they don't even want to watch it. Come on,
they
Tony.
They don't even want to watch this.
They want this blacked out too.
There is no Sam Darnold. There is no Josh Allen. Well, maybe. He hasn't been officially ruled out, but he's been so limited in practice, I doubt he'll go. Derek Anderson is in the concussion protocol. Sam Darnold's not playing because of a foot injury. This is a disaster. A disaster. So this is a zero. Stay away from it.
The funny thing is that this game is such a disaster that it almost could be comical to watch. If you have nothing to do and you're looking for a good comedy to watch this weekend, this might be the game to watch.
Please tell me there's snow in the forecast for New Jersey that will cover the field. Some early nor'easter blanketing the New York tri-state area. And it's just like, where did it come from? There's 3 feet of snow on the ground. At least give me some entertainment. This is a disaster.
Maybe just ship it in.
Yeah, ship it in.
You can do that, right? Just ship it in.
Exactly. Give me some weather. I'm going to watch Buffalo, New York. Give me some weather.
God, this game... The only appeal to this game is just to watch bad football.
Yes.
Now, I do have some vested interest because I decided, I'm going to pick up the Jets defense this week. And I'm expecting big points, especially.
I'm hoping
Peterman plays.
Yeah. This is the game I'm glad I moved out of New Jersey for, because this would have been on my TV and I probably would have got nothing else in the.
You would have gotten so much accomplished.
Game. Yeah,
you would have gotten so much accomplished, man.
My wife would say, "What are you watching this week?" "Oh, Jets, Bills." "Oh, no, you're not. Here's the deal. We're going to need all of these things done."
You were talking about, hey, Texans are on break. What do Houstonians do when the Texans are on the bye week? Well, the same thing that the Jets fans are doing this week.
Same thing. All right, we come back. We'll wrap up the schedule, tell you what to watch and what not to watch as we continue to look at the National Football League. It's SB Nation AM.
Are you wearing your hat too much to cover that hairline?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
Go to forhims.com/cheer for help. That's forhims.com/cheer. Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It is Friday. We are going through the NFL games, telling you what you could watch, what you should avoid. But before we do that, O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a military discount for those who have served our country. If you are an active or retired member of the military or veteran, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and receive your discount every day as our way of saying thank you for your service. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day as we continue along on SB Nation AM. Okay, where did we leave off? Bills and Jets. What a great game to leave off the last segment with. All right, Washington and Tampa Bay. Oh, how long does Fitzmagic have as a saying before we give up on it entirely? I thought we already did, too. But he did try to make a comeback against Carolina last week that had some people bring it back. I was watching the Steelers-Ravens game, and Ian Eagle was more than happy to use Fitzmagic in describing the potential comeback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Carolina last week. But I think it should be used sparingly, not very often. It's not fun anymore. The Buccaneers are barely alive in their pursuit of a postseason. And they're probably not going to get it. Redskins, Adrian Peterson. What do you think? Two and a half?
I think for watching Peterson and see what he keeps doing, interested in that.
I like watching. I like his story. I like his comeback story.
Yeah, other than that, there's no interest.
I thought, this is just me. I know people will get mad at this. I thought the NFL way overreacted to the spanking of his child. I thought a year? That was silly. Dumb.
Well, that was during that time where, they were still doing everything they possibly could to make up for the Ray Rice debacle.
Yeah, exactly.
Debacle.
Good point.
But at the same time, letting someone like Greg Hardy go and like, oh, well, so what if he threw on a pile of guns?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And so, I mean, there's no consistency. And I was with you. I mean, yeah, I think there was a bit of an overreaction. I'm not condoning.
They should have suspended him. Yeah, I mean, they should have made a point. But, I mean, it was a long suspension. I mean, it's too much.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing. Panic. I mean,
I got to revisit that exactly, because I think he used a switch, right? He didn't hit him, like, with his hand.
It was hitting in certain areas that kind of made it, a little bit dirtier than it needed to be.
And I remember people arguing, like, that's why my dad did it, and look how I, that kind of thing. It was kind of a generational debate.
But that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was true.
Exactly. How many memes do we see now? Like, yo, this generation of kids are pansies.
Yeah.
When I was their age, I got, you know, swatted eight ways a Sunday.
Exactly. My mother used to snap her fingers when she was on the phone, and my brother and I would go to her like fools. She'd be on the phone, like tethered to that phone against the wall. My brother and I would rip the couches apart and do all sorts of crazy stuff, ridiculous, fight, you know, doing what brothers do. My mother would snap her fingers. We'd go, every time, like Pavlov's dog, we'd go run into my mother. What does she want? Yank our hair, sit down, throw it, cool it, cut it out. I'm on the phone.
I wonder how many millennials are listening right now. It's like, what's he talking about? To the wall? What? Yeah. The phone?
Exactly.
Your mom just didn't chase you around the house to beat you? She was stuck in one spot?
Luckily, by the time we got a cordless phone, we were so behind the times. We have a cordless phone. I think my brother and I were in college. We didn't have to deal with that.
Do you remember the original cordless phone?
Exactly.
I didn't have any brothers, siblings that were my age growing up, but I had a cousin that I considered my brother. I can't tell you how many times we did sword fights with those things.
No kidding.
You know, one where like that wire antenna that
the
you,
wire
and then
would be
one of us,
all the way out.
Yeah. One of us would hit one too hard, and we bent it, and was like, oh no.
All right, let's go to the 4 o'clock games on the East Coast. 1 o'clock games if you're on the Pacific time zone. The Chargers and Oakland. Oh, this one's going to be a Coliseum. Will the Chargers draw any fans at the Oakland Coliseum?
Of course
not. They did when it was at the StubHub Center in Los Angeles. I still love that. I love the aerial shots of that stadium, the StubHub Center, completely covered in black jerseys. For a Chargers home game. The Chargers are so good. They are really a good football team. They are 6-2, and nobody's saying a word about them. And I think that's the way they like it. They should beat Oakland pretty easily. I think this is a 3 and a 3.5. I think you should watch the Chargers if this is a chance that you can watch the Chargers. I think you should watch them. They're good, and we're getting to the stretch run now. We're heading into the, you know, it's middle of November. We're going to start kicking into when these games really are going to start to matter in terms of positioning. No one's talking about the Chargers, and they should be talking about the Chargers because they're 6-2. If you're gonna lose your mind over the Carolina Panthers before last night's game, you should be losing your mind on this one. 6-2, and right there with Kansas City should be annihilating this division, annihilating it with the way they're playing, but they're not. They only have a one game lead over the Chargers, who no one's talking about. So pay attention to the Chargers. I give this a 3.
Honestly, I'm all, this is always a, this is the rivalry game. This is the game where you throw out the records, except can't really throw out this record because the Raiders are just that bad. And I'm excited to see what Phillip Rivers does with this offense going against his defense.
Remember, there was a time where this game in the future was going to be played in that one stadium where there was going to be an eternal flame. Remember that? And real lightning bolts coming out of some sort of machine every time the Chargers would score a touchdown. Remember, it was Carson City, right? Was that?
Yes.
Or maybe some other place where they were talking about building a stadium. All right, Miami at Green Bay. Boy, remember when we were all in on the Dolphins at 3-0?
I don't remember at all. Once had them in my top five.
Remember, by the way, and they played.
Three.
Let's make it clear. They were 3-0 against the Titans, Jets, and Raiders. So there was a good reason why we weren't all in on the Miami Dolphins.
No, they were. They were that undefeated team that we just kept, you know, holding off. And then finally they won a game. We're like, maybe we should just put them up there.
Yeah, is Ryan Fitzpatrick close to coming back? I don't even know.
You mean, Ryan Tannehill.
No, Ryan Tannehill. Did I say Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Oops, wrong part of Florida. Ryan Tannehill, is he even close to coming back? Or
I don't think so.
Like, I see reports that he's, like, doing something, and I'm like, well, no, I don't think he's ready. He's got a shoulder problem.
Yeah, he's at the calisthenic stage of his recovery.
Forget it. Just can't. Make Brock Osweiler your quarterback for the rest of the year. Well, who cares? You know what? Do it. Don't tell me about it. Just do it, Dolphins.
But this is a perfect bounce back game for the Packers.
Yes, completely.
This is a game that they need.
Yep. So let's see how they do that. It's 2.5.
Yeah, 3. Maybe.
There's not so many good games this week like last week.
Not at all. I'm looking at this list like, God, we're not watching. You know what, guys? Avoid football this weekend.
Again, maybe so. Maybe the best game was last night. Seattle and the Rams. This could be a good game. Seattle could give you some, you know, the Seattle record may not be good, but they fight, man. They fight every week. They're 4-4, but they'll give you a battle, and they might give the Rams enough of a battle. They did last time they played them, right? Like last year, wasn't it? When they played them, or was it earlier this season? I'm sorry.
It was earlier this season.
Remember, it was 33-31. The Rams scored on the fourth down, right?
Yeah, it was,
why do you
it was
think
actually,
the game was last year? That wasn't last year. It was like a couple of weeks ago.
Because
they scored on the fourth. They didn't score. They got the fourth down. They were going to they punt, and Jared Goff was like, "No, we'll just score. We'll sneak it in." And he got the fourth down for a conversion, and they won the game.
The reason why you thought it was last year, a lot of football has been played.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so dumb. I'm so like I'm in a time machine.
But no, there is interest. I mean, you know, see the Rams play. The Rams are always interesting.
Seattle will run down your throat too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got Chris Carson. They'll run the football with Russell Wilson, him, so they be careful. So this could be a good one. I'm giving this a 4 because I haven't been giving any 4s out, so I'm going to give this one a 4. So of the week, this is one of the better games on the Sunday. Sunday night. This is a tricky one for me, I'll be honest with you. Dallas and Philadelphia. These records aren't good, but it doesn't matter. Dallas is in a must-win situation. A must-win situation. Philadelphia thought they were going to have Darren Sproles back, and now they're not going to have Darren Sproles back. The Eagles are a better team than the Cowboys, and I think the Eagles are going to win this game. Somebody's got to win this division right now. I still believe in the Eagles. I still think it's the Eagles. So for that reason, this is a game that can shape the division a little bit. If Dallas wins, they're kind of in it. They're still in it. If Philadelphia wins, it puts Dallas way back, not way, way back, but enough back, and puts them in a little position to give Washington some heat. So for that reason, I'm giving this a 4. It's not a great game record-wise, but it's always a rivalry game, and that's good.
Yeah, I think that's where you kind of stand with it, is that it's a rivalry game and that there might be something to it.
Yeah, but other than that, not much else. I don't know. And then the Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. If you like Nick Mullins, you'll like this game. If you want to see Eli Manning's possible last game as a Giant, this might be your game too.
Oh, that's cold.
I know it is.
But it's true.
But it's true. This is a 1, maybe a 0. Giants and 49ers. SB Nation AM.